Common Biology betrays elite, surreptitiously using false pandemics to impose global control. Absolute truths don't lie. This section will deal with the real division of humanity, where on the one hand are the anonymous insignificants, who are both the commonwealth here, not the elite, and the poor, the political left and the political right, and everything political on the fringes and in between, which an elite, the non-anonymous significants, on the other hand, tries to turn into a low intelligence, jelly-like, homogeneous mass through imposing the Great Reset, setting a first horizon for its initial establishment by the year 2030. The paradoxical and devious method the elite uses to achieve its ultimate goal, homogenizing society and turning it into a dumb mass, a goal discussed also in this author's book entitled No Great Reset, is seemingly counterintuitively to initially divide it and set everyone against everyone else. This initial division is introduced to prevent the people, the anonymous insignificants, from uniting against the impending catastrophe of homogenization. Many ordinary people, who are here called anonymous insignificants, see through the plans of the elite, but now, disunited, they will not have the strength to come together against the evil. The power of the people, their uniting against the evil, has been taken from them, including through the use of false pandemics. However, this section will also point out the natural impossibility for full achievement of dividing humanity into two parts because of one significant factor standing in the way. The elite has tried different other ways before, to be mentioned briefly below, of dividing humanity along other lines, hoping that finally the Great Reset will bring the ultimate separation and subduing of the anonymous insignificance by the non-anonymous significance, the elite. Had there not been that intrinsic, insurmountable factor, that is the factor which brings down elite's devious intention to use the fake COVID-19 pandemic narration as a start to the planned intellectually degrading homogenization process, having the year 2030 as the first stopping point. To understand what that insurmountable innate factor is that inherently destroys the elite's idea of using COVID-19 as the ultimate tool for manipulating the world, with the intention to ultimately separate it into omnipotent slave drivers and dim-witted docile slaves, we will now devote several pages to what we already labeled as anonymous and non-anonymous, respectively, significance and non-significance. Indeed, in actuality, humanity consists of two groups of people, one anonymous, also called here the insignificants, an overwhelmingly large group, which has absolutely no importance or say in any matters whatsoever. The maximum role the anonymous insignificants are allowed to play is to be used by the elite to legitimize, through so-called, quote, free elections, the pawns which the elite installs to act as its proxies, calling them governments. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, there is another group, both non-anonymous as well as tiny, the group called here the Significants, which governs the first group and determines everything the first group should do. However, no matter what divisions are dreamed up to exist between these two groups, these two, in essence, antagonistic groups share a common biological makeup. Therefore, when it comes to medical problems of the same sort as pandemics, anyone who would like to know the truth about the reality of pandemics should look exclusively at the absolute facts pertaining to only that tiny, but really visible part of humanity, wherein deaths, should there be such deaths, unlike the deaths of the anonymous insignificants, are unequivocally certain, never prone to manipulation and faking. The only deaths worthwhile noticing and discussing in the context of exploring the reality of COVID-19 pandemic are the deaths amongst the members of the elite, of the non-anonymous, of the significants. In such seeing and discussing, one thing should shine like the beacon of truth. During a true pandemic, no group of humans can be protected from having members dying as a result. What happens to that elite cannot be hidden, especially when it concerns the death of a member of the elite. The knowledge by people at large of such death can be delayed, but sooner rather than later, the population will know with certainty that its governor, the monarch, the president, or the stars of the entertainment industry, the annexes that are used to manipulate as well as earn money for someone on the back of the millions of insignificants, has passed away. We may mention here that later we will specify and refine that criterion.